Madam President, my delegation welcomes the overwhelming vote of the ExCom in favor of adopting the program budget of the UNHCR for 2025. We salute the 87 member states that have demonstrated solidarity with millions of people looking up to this organization for protection. We are extremely concerned, Madam President, about efforts to politicize the budget of the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees. Such action, we believe, is tantamount to compromising the integrity of an organization that millions of vulnerable persons of concern requiring international protection around the world are dependent on for their survival. This is more so the case on the African continent, where the UNHCR's operations are critical, not only to bring much needed relief to those individuals that are displaced, including women and children, but also, more importantly, those communities who host have integrated them. Africa is already grappling with more than 50 million persons of concern, hosted by low and middle income countries. Despite the vast needs, my delegation has sat through 4 days of general statements, which have highlighted that most operations within the African continent are underfunded. Therefore, a vote on such an important agenda item has grave implications for ensuring that the UNHCR receives the financial support it requires to maintain its operations in Africa. Similarly, we're surprised that the breaking of consensus on the adoption of the budget by calling for a vote, by claiming to do so on the basis that the UNHCR has endeavored to secure additional funding for unintended situations. Yet, Madam Chair, this so-called funding for empowering communities and achieving gender equality for the Sahrawi, which is a traditional line item, amounts to less than 1% of the overall budget of over $10 billion. This is unconscionable in the context where women and girls are disproportionately affected and where advancing women empowerment and gender equality is not an option but a priority. Indeed, women are more in need of international protection as they face major displacement and often find themselves confronted by multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination throughout their lives, including as refugees. Rather than endeavoring to obstruct the work of the UNHCR, the display of indifference to human suffering, we call on states to support. Indeed, we are happy that a vote has been adopted, and we applaud and salute all the states, 87 states, that have supported this budget. And the vote in support of this budget is a stance in solidarity with persons of concern. I thank you, Madam President.
Thank you very much.